I'm Fee.
I'm sad to be here.
No, you meant to tell them your name, not how you're feeling. No one cares how you feel.
Nobody gives a shit how you feel. No. I'm Kieran, by the way. Hi. Also known as KY the Science Guy, apparently.
KY the Science Guy.
Not done for copyright yet.
No, exactly. Well, yeah, we're a rebranded podcast, in case you didn't get that from the intro. And today we're just going to chat, like, you know, just have a general chat episode. You're going to get to know us. We're going to get to know you.
Yeah.
And I.
Tell me everything.
Tell me everything. Tell me your life story.
I want to know it all.
That's not creepy at all.
How do you smell?
Currently, like cheese.
Parmesan.
Close. It was actually cheddar and mozzarella. I had.
God damn it! God damn it!
So close yet so far.
I know. Different regions and everything.
God. Yeah.
Lovely.
How do you smell?
I'm a little musky, to be honest, is the phrase I'm gonna go with.
I've been manly musk.
Manly musk. I've been actually the new fragrance by. I've been out in the field all day today, so I'm a bit. I've been rained on. I've sweated a lot. I've been covered in dirt and grass and stuff, so it's a weird concoction of smells,
like a nature smell. Maybe you should tell people what you do, because they'll be thinking you've been like rolling about
partially. I am an ecologist. I'm an ecologist, so I specialize in badgers, actually. So that's my
I love that.
That's such a cool little thing. Yeah, so
Aww.
That is I.
Nice. My job's a lot more boring. I work for the government.
Thieving bastards.
Exactly. We'll take them down from the inside.
Anarchy!
Anarchy, literally.
I am genuinely a huge advocate for anarchy. Genuinely. Yeah.
I think it'd be a laugh. I mean, before we go on to that, I just want to say my trade is actually a personal trainer, just because that's a lot more cooler to talk about. So,
yep.
Just saying. Yes. But yeah, back to anarchy and not the gym. There's a bus stop in Whitburn, West Lothian. Everyone knows my location now, great.
Yeah.
And it's got like a big anarchy sign on it. And every time I drive past it on the way to work, I'm like, yes.
Do it. Yeah. Ironically, it was done by some little fuckwit with a Bic lighter. Just.
Some wee Ned that doesn't work. He doesn't do anything.
Anarchy! He's my gyro, yeah,
man. They don't even know what anarchy means.
No. I mean, I've been a big fan of anarchy for a long time, actually. I honestly think it's
such a weird thing to admit.
Yeah, but I think it's got so much merit to it. Like, it's an internal battle against an establishment with obscene amounts of power. What's not to enjoy?
Can I just say that's probably because we both like punk that we believe in anarchy.
That is absolutely a big reason in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there you go. There's half the reason why Fee and I are friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other half is spooky stuff. So
spooky stuff, yeah.
Spooky things.
So I'm trying to think of like a name for to put punk and ghosts together. The paranormal punks. That's lame. That's so lame.
Yeah.
I'm cringing so much at that.
What about punk and paranormal?
Paranormal. It sounds like something you'd get on like a wristband. Punkin' paranormal.
It does, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Purple wristband, white writing. Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. Sold in Pulp in Edinburgh, but it's not called Pulp anymore. It's called Damage Society. XO.
It's definitely Damage people that go on there, that's for sure. Not that I can comment. I've been there several times.
I was just about to say, you watch your mouth.
No, I'm advocating for it. I was part of the original Whiplash Trash lot on the
Whiplash
Trash, yeah, that was the original like emo punk metal shop that was on Coburn Street in Edinburgh.
Oh, was it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how old I am.
When you said your age earlier to me, I actually thought you were younger. I was surprised.
Really?
Aye.
Oh, no, I'm borderline retirement.
I think it's because we're all pretty much children. Like, when you see the pictures and stuff we put in the group chat that we have, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. So for a bit of context as well, by the way, peoples, I am part of the Jibber Jabber podcast network with Kevin and J-Mac, and we started off with a bit of a back and forward on each other's podcasts, and then the Witching Hour came about. which is our cohesive podcast between ourselves and the Jibber Jabber podcast crew and all these things. And then this kind of just sort of developed as an entity in itself, we shall call it.
Yeah. And that's, yeah. So we're now the rebranded podcast. The
rebranded podcast, which I must admit is a cool name.
It's such a cool name. Like before we started filming this, me and Kieran were just sitting chatting and we're just trying to think of names like really quick off the bat. And I was like, we're going through a rebranding. And he was like, the rebranding podcast? Yep. Short and sweet.
Podcast
straight
is.
Straight to the point.
Yep. It's as simple as that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it does what it says in the tin, you know?
Exactly. And people will like look at the name and be like, what is that? I'm going to need to listen because what does that even mean? And if we actually want to change any form of content, we can do that because we're called the Rebranding Podcast or Rebranded. What's our name?
Rebranded. Well,
Rebranded.
It's your podcast. You don't even know what it's called.
No, I don't know what it's called.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. This probably wasn't the best starting one to do considering the fact that we balls up the intro twice and then just kind of went off the bat and we've just sat and spoke about anarchy and a lot of things that generally people tend not to enjoy straight away. You have to ease those subjects in.
Well, go big or go home. They know what to expect now.
Yeah, that's true.
We swim.
We swim. That is what we do. What do you do? We swim.
We swim.
So
end
of
the episode.
That's it. Finn.
Nicely done. We swim. Next page. Finn.
Yeah, I mean, so it's a weird. I'm intrigued to see where this podcast goes. Not this one in general.
Yep.
You know, collectively, Fee and I are very interested in a lot of the paranormal things. I have a very sort of sciencey background and try and give my analytical perspective on the weird and wonderful. Doesn't necessarily ring true all the time because I am also an avid believer in a lot of things. So it's hard to kind of be completely objective or subjective of things when I believe they're true as well without explanation. So cryptozoology is a big one that I find incredibly fascinating, which is one of the reasons why we started talking so much in the first place. It was all about what should we call them,
Sasquatch,
big feet, multiple feet
all the feet.
Well, that's a centipede.
That's true.
Another peed. Yeah, I mean Bigfoots, Yetis, Sasquatch,
Forest monkeys,
yeah. Space monkeys, another one.
Most monkeys are in the forest though. So what I meant was magic forest monkeys.
Magic forest monkeys. Yes. So yeah, you know, so that was one of our things that we spoke about a lot of and we will continue to talk about because it's something that I don't think we don't have an answer for it. We don't have a thing for it, but we both agree that it's entirely plausible. I have a bit more of a subjective view on it, on how it's plausible, but I still think it is.
Yeah.
There's a lot we could go down this route of, but we're going to start off actually. Here's what we should start off on. We kind of agreed this earlier. Start off on music because something really cool happened yesterday.
Oh, it was creepy.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, I was standing in my kitchen where I currently am, minding my own business. Then in my head, randomly out of nowhere, I just heard that band Korn. Now, I don't often think of Korn, the vegetable or the band. But I was like, nah, Rage Against the Machine. So I had this conversation with myself, but I wasn't having it because I was just hearing it. And it was strange. And then as I thought Rage Against the Machine, my phone lit up and I got a text from a friend from work and I was like, oh, this text is about Rage Against the Machine. I forgot to tell you that. That actually preempted what the text was about.
Okay.
Opened it, clicked on the link that he had sent me and it was a link to a reel about someone doing like a Rage Against the Machine like kind of article type thing.
Okay.
And I was like, that's so strange. Also, the time was 2020 and I don't know if you believe much in like the whole angel numbers.
Make a wish.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. And I was like, that's creepy. Where did that voice come from? How did I know it was going to be about Rage Against the Machine? Why is Michael, hi Michael, sending me Rage Against the Machine? Because I don't even know he liked them.
Nope.
And then it was so strange. So fast forward, I posted that article. No, I didn't.
I posted the article.
I posted this whole story in the group, in the Witching Hour group chat, and then go for it.
So while she posted that,
uh-huh,
I was sat listening to Rotting in Vain by Korn. And I sent a screenshot of what I was doing instantly,
mm-hmm,
into the group chat. And it was just this weird synchronicity of things. Yeah, it's the only way, mm-hmm, I can do it. I don't know. I'm quite a big Korn fan. I mean, to be fair, if you're honest, the Voodoo Doll is on my arm.
I've never noticed that before.
Yeah, the Korn Voodoo Doll is on my arm.
Feeling so, like a freak on a leash.
Yeah. So I mean, that was just one of those weird moments of being like, wow, that's cool. And these things happen quite a lot, you know. But
mm-hmm,
that was definitely one of those moments of, okay, this is quite interesting. This is quite different.
Yes.
So. I love little moments like that. I love that. Mm-hmm.
I think that's how you know you're on the right path. It's like, oh, you're all syncing up. And because J-Mac replied to the message saying, oh, stuff like that's been happening to me a lot lately. And I'm like, oh my God, guys, the magic is happening. Here yeah, we are. We yeah, should look up what 2020 means. Wait a minute. I'll do it right now.
As in like the time.
The angel number time.
I don't actually know. I was just always told it was 2020 Make-A-Wish.
Oh, I thought it was 11-11 make a wish.
Or 11-11. Or 20, mm-hmm, 20, sorry, it's not 2020. 22-22, 11-11.
Aye, so yeah, like all the different ones have different meanings. Let's see.
Oh, I don't know.
Let me see. Oh, no. You know, this is actually something we should talk about. Let's do it right now. You're going to think I'm mental, but I have been followed, I swear to God, with numbers for the past like probably 2.5 years, like everywhere, repeating numbers. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going mental. And when you look up the meanings, it's insane. Like, absolutely insane. And so
you'll have to explain that a little bit more, but like, would you have been followed by like sequential numbers, or you mean by like the same numbers, or are you talking like Fibonacci sequence numbers, which is like the drawing of like the spiral that falls out and amongst itself and amongst the the statue of man that was painted by Da Vinci and all these kind of, that's a whole other ball game.
No, not that far. Like actual numbers. So like I'll just turn around and like the clock will be at like 12:12, or like I'll look at my steps on my Fitbit and it'll be like 2:22, you know, all that sort of thing. Like it's stupid things where it's like I'm not looking for it, but you just turn around and it's there. Or my phone will flash randomly at like 11:11, anything like that. And yeah, like it's meant to be the universe, like not controlling you. Wow, that's different.
Puppeteers.
Communicating.
Yes.
Communicating with you. And I honestly didn't believe it at first because I was like, oh, this sounds really strange. And then when I actually started to read into it, I was like, I think there's something to this, because a lot of the meanings like are so relevant to like what like have been happening in my life at the times when I've seen them. And I'm like, oh, this is weird.
Yeah, okay. That's quite different.
Yeah.
That's quite cool. And it's not even as if like, because you can train yourself to be aware of time. Like through body clocks, so you can wake up like 10 minutes before your alarm, but you wake up at the same time all the time because it becomes a repeat pattern of daylight variables and all these kind of things. But if it's like random sequences of numbers that are I was going to say that are unique, because that's not strictly the best way to explain it, but like a number sequence that is different to a random set of numbers, that's quite interesting. I don't know.
And the thing is as well, like, I hadn't ever seen it before, but I've started seeing it on, like, reg plates on people's cars. So you'll just be driving and all of a sudden, like, a car will be going past and it's got, like, 444 and stuff on it, which could just be something that's happened with reg plates. But it's just so weird because I'd never noticed it before until the numbers started following me.
Or are you just now more much variable in numbers? You're just more,
you know, there's also that,
open to the concept of them, or concept of numbers, which is a weird thing because a number isn't a thing. A number is an account of things that you have to give a value to.
That's true.
Like two isn't a thing. There's no such thing as two.
Two there's isn't
two,
a thing.
There's two things. There's not just two.
That's so true. That's so true.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's not actually a constant. It's more just a variable. It's like infinity. Oh, Christ, I'm not going down that route. That's horrible.
Oh, that's brutal. Yeah. Well, the numbers have been like that. And then they kind of died down. And then recently, they've, like, exploded. And the thing is, as well, I've started using them as, like, a way, kind of knowing if I'm doing the right thing or if I'm with the right people and stuff.
Okay.
So,
like positive affirmation stuff.
Aye, kind of. So my friend Terry, she started seeing them. Like, we'd never spoken about them before. And then one day she was just like to me, yeah, this is quite weird, right? But I keep seeing these repeating numbers all the time. And I'm like, mate, I swear to God, we need to talk about this now. And now, like, we've got really close and we've both started seeing them at, like, at the same time. So she'll text me and she'll be like, it's 1313. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I just got 1313 too. Like, strange things like that. So maybe you guys will start to see numbers now and it's like a little sign that maybe we're on the right path.
Yeah, maybe. That's quite clever. I was gonna say I'll keep an eye out for it, but then there's also,
but like, don't keep an eye out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a concept where you, I can't remember the exact name for it, but there's a concept where you become aware of something the more you think about it, or you see it more because you've noticed it before. Like, if you go shopping, right? If you're going shopping for something, or say you're going to go buy a new car, and you're like, I don't know what kind of car I bet, and then all of a sudden you look into let's go pick a really obscure car.
Okay.
Really obscure car. A Vauxhall Mokka, right?
Yeah.
And I think if you're looking at a Vauxhall Mokka, right? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you're driving on the road, you see them everywhere.
You do.
Because you're now aware of their existence. Same if you're looking for colours. If you see a red car and you're like, man, I've not seen a red car in ages. Now when you drive, all you'll see is red cars. Because you're now aware that you haven't seen it as much, so your mind focuses on the idea of that. Same as it's a very similar concept to law of attraction and all these kind of things, because you're attracted to something that you're focused on.
Very true.
But when it's random sets of numbers, it's not as if you're looking for the same number over and over again.
No.
Which is quite different.
And like, what are the I think you're meant to also concentrate on, like, see when you see a number, it's like, oh, what was I just thinking about? And then you have to think about what you're thinking about and then look up the meaning of the number. And then is there a correlation between it's that sort of thing? So, I mean, what are the chances that I would look at my watch out of all the numbers it could be, but the calories burned are at like 1111? You know, that's quite what are the chances. However, I have just looked up what 2020 apparently means, and apparently it can mean a divine message of positivity and a potential for new beginnings. Stay focused and remember your goals.
The day before the rebranding podcast came out.
I'm trying to think about what I was thinking about at that point, but I think I was just so stunned that hearing corn randomly appear.
That, I mean, I must admit, I've had that happen in the past. Of just being like, where did that thought come from? Like, what entity did I just pluck that from?
It's like, is this even my thought?
Yeah. And you could
maybe I was tapping into you.
Because you could go down that avenue. Maybe you were. You know, synchronicities, things happen. Like, you could, friends that are incredibly close, or you know, partners, or siblings as well can know what the other person's thinking before they've really thought it, you know, because you learn behavioral traits and things like that. So that is a possibility. Christ knows.
Who knows?
That's very, very peculiar, but also really cool.
The thing I found interesting is that stuff used to happen to me all the time, and then it kind of stopped for a bit, and that's the first I've had that in quite a few months. And I used to write them all down, and now I'm thinking, I think that was significant enough, I'm going to write that down. And it's like the start of a new little chapter. Going to have a breakdown, maybe, but maybe not chapter.
have you, right? And I've had this, and I think this is a good way to segue to kind of jump into these kind of things as well. Mm-hmm. Have you had one of those moments, right? And I can only think of it as a humanizing moment.
Okay.
Where you're doing something, like I had one not too long ago, and I think we spoke about ones in the past, whatever, but like, you're just walking along doing something, you're like, the fuck am I doing here? Like, what am I doing stood here doing this, looking at that, being like, how do my life events change so like drastically, or how do my sequence of events end up in such a way that this is what I'm doing? Like, how is that possible? And that's one of those moments where you start looking at things and you really start subjectively analysing stuff, being like, I'm paying attention to run some numbers that I'm looking at. Am I all right?
Right. And it's like, you're scared to tell people because you're like, they're going to think I'm an absolute nutter. And obviously it doesn't matter what people think, no. But some people in your life could have the power to put you into like some kind of sectioned hospital that you don't need to be in.
It's also because there's a part of you that, like, if I address this, it's real.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. And you know, and this is very, very similar to like telling people you've seen a ghost or that you believe in the paranormal stuff. You have to kind of be like, do I want to address the elephant in the room? Do I want to look into this? Because as soon as you start, there's no retracting that. There's nothing coming back from those thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Of course
you want to look into it.
Of course you do. Absolutely.
Of course you can.
You can't not. But that is one of those moments, yeah, where you're like, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing? How did I get to this stage? Yeah, it's a bit bizarre.
Yeah, it's great though. I wouldn't change it. I'm hoping that like it maybe leads to more weird things happening. I'm thinking, you know how like people see things. Have you ever seen a ghost actually? I don't think I've ever asked you that.
I've seen several.
Okay, so I have never seen a ghost before. Maybe I don't have the sight, or maybe I just haven't seen one, but maybe I have the hearing. I pointed to my head there. Maybe I have the hearing, yeah.
That works. That's what your brain deals with signals.
Yeah, but I should have pointed to the ear, though.
In theory, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good job there's no videos to this, because everyone would be like, you're an absolute fuckwit. Imagine getting that wrong.
Imagine getting that wrong.
You must have sucked at head, shoulders, knees and toes as a kid.
Right then.
Sorry. Apologies. No, I mean, that's... No, I...
You're making me think about it, and actually... No, head, I'm good.
Head, shoulders, knees and toes. Eyes and ears and mouth and nose.
Yeah, we're good.
Yep, fine. I get it. I've got it.
I went a bit slow, to be fair, though.
It's when you start thinking about stuff. It's like breathing. You breathe automatically until you go, are you breathing? You're like... Gee, I haven't breathed in for a while, and I am bad for that. You know, there have been a lot of moments where Michaela, my missus, has had to be like, breathe. I'm like, fucking hell, I haven't breathed for a long time there, and I'm bad for it. I'm pretty bad for that.
Are you one of those people that do that during the night? You just stop breathing, and then all of a sudden go.
Yeah, I have sleep apnea. Yeah.
Oh man, brutal.
Yeah, I have sleep apnea. Kevin gives me a hard time for it.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Yeah, he's not happy about me. Once we go to doctors and get whatever, and I'm like, nah, it's fine. I'll live this long, I'll be all right. Which is an incredibly bad way to do things.
But it's easier to suffer.
It is.
But it's
not. Yeah, I love the pain. No, but it's one of those weird things of like, I don't wake up tired. I don't wake up sluggish. You know, I wake up and I'm not sleepy. I can get up. I can wake up and get out of bed instantly. You know, I'm not one of these people that wakes up and has to lie in bed for a couple minutes before they get up. Like, I can get up out of bed instantly. So,
yeah.
It doesn't affect me that way. I'm not tired during the day.
That's good.
So as much as I stop, you know, and she does have to hit me a few times to like, and she has told me several times that, and I talk in my sleep, which is also very interesting. She has got, next time we speak to Michaela, actually, she's got a list on her phone of all the things I've said while I'm asleep.
Oh my God. Amazing.
So, but yes, in terms of seeing ghosts and stuff. Yeah. Like, I don't know if, again, it's because I've seen them before, but that one of my favorite ones, actually, and I've tried to explain this because I know what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't an overly creepy thing. I just couldn't quite explain it.
Okay.
So a couple of years ago, I lived in my gran's house. Well, it was a house owned by my gran. She didn't live there. She moved out. And I was renting this place off of her with one of my mates who I worked with in the pub, Tom. And it was only me and Tom in the house, and I was in bed actually after doing a late night, as you know, working hospitality, you work knows when you get home, whatever, and he was on an early shift the next day. Sometimes he would come in and pop his head in the room to say he's away, blah blah blah, all these kind of things, and I was asleep and whatever, and I woke up and I was like, right, okay, I start doing, you know, start getting out of bed, what are these things, and then his head popped through the door. He didn't say anything, just popped his head in the door. And then went away, and I was like, oh, right, okay, cool, man, that's you just going away to work, whatever. And then I left, like, instantly after, as soon as he did it, I walked to the door and walked out. And then I found out he went to work, like, 3 hours before that.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I don't like that.
And I seen him. I know I seen him. He went to work quite a few hours before that.
And was it him you seen, or was it a different person?
No, it was him. His face.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so like I've seen a lot of weird things, and I've seen a lot of work in the hotel I worked for, and I've one of the strangest experiences. Here's an experience, and I haven't actually ever been able to rationalize this one in terms of like paranormal. I've just never understood it. So another thing, obviously, like I said, I've worked hospitality for a long time, and I used to get home at stupid o'clock in the morning regularly. And there was one day I was getting out of the car, and I was going up to my dad's house, who I lived there at the time. And I, for those people that don't know, I have ridiculously long hair, and I've had long hair for quite a long time now. And I had semi-longish hair at this point. It was kind of, you know, top shoulder length. Nothing really long, but top shoulder length. And I was walking up to the door, and as I went to put my key in the door, something pulled at my hair and my shoulder, and as I turned round, a black cat ran away from my legs. There was nothing, right?
My God.
It's an open driveway. There was my mom's car, open driveway, and that was it. Like, we don't have a cat. And all the time I've lived there, I've not seen a black cat around there. There's a couple of ginger ones and whatever. I've not seen a black cat. And yes, it was late at night, and yes, I was probably tired, but like, I know what I've seen. I asked my dad about if he'd ever seen a black cat or whatever, and like, those things, nothing. And I still cannot write, but something pulled on my shoulder and my hair at the same time. And if it was a cat, it, like...
You would have felt it going like, and like, well, exactly. On your hair.
You know, you would have seen it, you would have like heard it, or like there would have been like, I would have seen it walking up to the door if it was above the door for a start.
My God, yeah.
Yeah, and I've never been able to understand that. I don't know what that was about, but something did that.
Did you feel like a change in temperature, a chill in the air? Like,
no, I was freaked the fuck out afterwards. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck was that all about?
Like a shapeshifter?
I've always wondered. I have always wondered.
Wow.
And yeah, so like it's, I don't understand that.
I'm not saying give your address, but like, is the place known to have hauntings, the area that you were in? Or not hauntings, but like history?
No. It has some history in terms of the surrounding area.
Mm-hmm.
A place that's not too far from my I'm not gonna say my house because I don't live there, it's my dad's house.
Okay.
So their address is irrelevant, fuck it, go bother them.
Love that.
But is a very famous haunted house in Livingston called Howden House. It was on like Most Haunted, and it was on a few other haunted places that's now been converted into luxury flats. Would I fuck live there?
I haven't even heard of Howden House, genuinely.
It's quite a messed up place. But I used to obviously break into there as a kid and go and play with
girls.
Of course you do. Everyone did that. Everyone went to Bangour. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And being the little, you know, anarchist kid that I was,
Hell yeah.
I was always up for things like that. So, you know, so no, I wouldn't say there was anything specifically about the house. We had a ghost when we first moved in that my dad asked to leave. My dad is a believer, but will not talk about it.
Okay, fair. Right.
He denies that he's ever seen these things, but has had to deal with them.
So he's scared.
My mum, who is, I think so. I don't know if that or if he just doesn't want to acknowledge it. Because again, if you acknowledge it, it becomes real. Mum was very, she kind of like plays on like the jokey side of things to kind of get past it. So partially to do with my dad's job and stuff as well, like he runs a charity and helps a lot of guys out and all these things, but takes people away on holiday sometimes, like to parts of like Skegness and like activity camps and stuff.
Yeah, nice.
And takes guys and their kids away, not all the time, but you know, does it infrequently and stuff. So he's away from the house quite a bit, and sometimes my little brother and sister would go with him and all that because they were young enough at the time. And when I was younger, I went as well. And it was so cool. Like you go and you just hang out with people and you meet new friends and all these things, but like you don't see the value of what he's doing to, you know, all that. Anyway, neither here nor there. And there was one day, again, a lot of these stories involve me coming home from work late, but that was just my job.
It just happened. It's relevant to the story.
I worked in a hotel. Like they don't close, right? It's just is. I worked in a bar and a hotel specifically. So like 3-4 o'clock after your wedding party, I've gone to bed. Then I go home. You know. So this isn't a story about the ghosts in the hotel. I've got a couple of them as well, but this one, I'm not going to tell you all of them because it's not for now, but this is just another kind of ghost thing that about the house. And I was coming home one day and my dad and my brother and my sister were away at this camp. I don't know where they went. They were away somewhere with his work. And my mum was in the house. not a scared person. You know, she's quite vocal. She'll talk about stuff.
Okay.
But isn't one of these people that's like, no, I'm not, that terrifies. Whereas, you know, she's quite feisty, I think is the word to put it. I got home and all the lights were on and all that. And I was like, maybe she's, people clean at weird times, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool, whatever. And I went in, she was sat in the living room, just sat there. And we had a dog at the time. Miss my dog.
What kind of dog?
Newfoundland. His name was Marvin.
Marvin, on.
My favorite, my best pal, hands down.
Big boy.
Loved him. He's a bear, absolute bear. But anyway, so she's in the living room with Marvin, whatever. All the lights on, and it's a bit shifty. Like normally, I go in and there's nobody in. I just go to bed or whatever. Sometimes I'm going to make dinner, or I'm for some food, or you know, it's what happens.
Yeah.
But I went in and she was kind of a bit like distant in terms of conversation. And I was like, "What happened to you? Like, why are you up?" And she was like, "Yeah, whatever." And I was like, "All right, cool. Whatever. Maybe you just can't sleep. I don't know." Mm-hmm. And then I was like, so I came back through and she was still sat there. I'm like, "Go to bed." She's like, no, I'm not going to bed. So why? What do you mean, don't go to bed? And she just looked me dead in the eye. And you know that look where you could tell somebody's like, you're not going to believe this, but I'm going to tell you. She looked me dead in the eye and went, there was a man stood at the bottom of the bed.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, I sat up in my bed and he was there. And I turned on the light and he wasn't. So every light's on and I'm not going to bed.
Oh my God.
That was it. She wouldn't go to bed, whatever. And another one that's very bizarre, and I've tried to rationalize this one as well.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, what was it? Story time or something?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
And I was looking after the house when they were away on holiday. I don't even remember. Did I live there? I remember if I lived there at the time or if I was just looking after the house, one of the two. Mm-hmm. And I went back and my dad's TV was on in his bedroom. You know how like when you turn your TV on, it kind of does that thing where it's like, pre-standby, well, like the backlight's on, but there's no color.
Aye, yeah.
So I could see like the outside. There was like his bedroom was slightly illuminated, whatever. And I was like, fucking whatever, you know, thinking he's maybe just left it on, or if you have an alarm on your telly or like a sleep timer, you know, things will happen, right?
Yeah.
I went in, went upstairs, just checked everything else, done all the stuff, bought plants, all that jazz. TV was on, wasn't plugged in at the wall.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, and none. I swear, I genuinely swear, like none of this is not true. I, like I said, I have a fully background in scientific mind. Like, yes.
You wouldn't gain anything from making this up. Like,
no, those are genuinely true stories. My mum and my dad don't really like talking about them, but they acknowledge they happened. I actually phoned them at the time, being like, look, your TV's on, but it's not in at the wall. Have you got is there like another plug or whatever? Nope. Mm. Yeah. So yeah, that's fun.
The black cat story has really got me though.
I still to this day, and I can see it happening. And I've always I wondered if like maybe it was sat like by the bush and they thought like, you know, cats can just be dicks.
Yeah.
You walk past a cat will be like, nah, but they'll go for your legs.
Aye. But and you felt your hair and shoulder being pulled back. A cat can't do that.
I mean, the weight of a cat jumping on your shoulder, you'd feel it like a little bit, but yeah. Like it didn't feel like, you know, like either like claw marks or whatever. It felt like something had like grabbed.
Yeah.
And as I turned around, this cat was running away. And that's so bizarre. But because of the dog we had, like I said, yeah. We had Marvin.
Yeah.
Cats didn't really come around the house.
Well, exactly. And the thing is as well, one, if it was the cat, it probably would have made some kind of noise jumping onto you.
Yeah.
And two, here's a thought. What if the cat was running away from whatever had you?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
I wonder. I know like you're not huge into like psychics and mediumship, but I feel like you need to like get one that can open something up for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because maybe you do have a gift.
No, oh, well. I don't know. I mean, it's not that I don't trust or don't mm-hmm. abide by spiritualists and mediumships, like, and I get they probably work for a lot of people, but everyone that I have spoke to is just not
but got just it.
And it may be because I'm, you know, my mindset's different, you know, and I it's not as if I don't like the new and shiny and, oh my God, you've got a little tiny bit of information, tell me everything. Mm-hmm. And instead I'm like, fucking facts, figures, can it be verified? If not, do one. but they can't read me. I think that's part of it. So I don't know. You know, I really don't know. I've tried to work out this one. I've tried to work out that story in particular. Like, and I still have never worked it out. Like, I've been around some messed up situations in terms of ghosts and things, but yeah, I don't know. I really
wonder. That should be one of our like aims, is to try and find you like an actual proper experience from one. Oh, I wonder if we can try and do like a camp out in somewhere that there's like bodies. That's totally irrelevant. That just came to my head.
Do we have to supply the bodies, or is this a
like a mortuary?
I know of a couple.
Nah, shut up. I'd be terrified, by the way.
No, I know where a few are. I don't say I know of a couple. I know where some are.
Okay. It's like I'm all like, oh yeah, let's go do this, but I'm absolutely terrified. Like, full on. Like,
good job we're not going out to some haunted places a couple of weeks time then, eh?
I was just about to say, like, see, when we do that, I will literally need someone to hold my hand because I'll be terrified.
Do you know what? Soul J-Mac.
Oh, perfect.
And I reckon Kevin will be as well. Kevin puts on a face. I reckon Kevin's a shitbag. We haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, interesting, have you not?
No, well, we've done some things, but like the last thing that was, it was him that was affected by it.
Okay, so something's probably going to happen to him. So I think it's going to be like me, J-Mac, and Kevin is going to be like Scooby-Doo, Shaggy, and Scrappy-Doo. And then you're just going to be standing there like, what?
Who am I, Velma?
Velma. My glasses!
I don't know. It's really bizarre. Like, I don't know. My logic on it, and the way I think about it is like there's always something more. There's always more to know. There's always something you don't know.
That's true.
And there's always something you don't know you don't know, so you don't know how to look into it.
You don't, like, how would you even Google that? I got attacked with something, but I couldn't see what it was, but there was a cat.
Yeah. Like, all of a sudden there seemed to be a cat in my foot. I mean, oh, you look into stuff like that and you'll get either some sort of Wiccan thing.
Uh-huh.
Or some sort of satanic thing because it's black cats.
Yeah, and it.
See, and that's just not true for a start. Black cats are just cool.
Yes.
They develop the color black because it's better to hunt with. That's just all it is.
That's cool.
That's cool. It's easier to hunt, and it's a pigmentation, well, enhancement of melanin. There you go. That's all it is. But. Yeah, if you look up those things, that's what you get. And I don't get that impression.
The thing, see, with like the whole satanic thing as well and Satanism, that's an actual religion, and people are like, oh, they're doing like black magic. But see, when you look at it, they actually aren't. So there's like a temple in Salem, which I didn't get to see when I was there, right? But it's called, have you seen it?
Yeah, I've been to Salem.
Oh, I didn't know you'd been to Salem. When did you go?
2015, 16, I think.
Oh, I was there last year. Okay. So we weren't, it's a podcast trip to Salem is on the list then, like, genuinely. But absolutely. They've got a satanic temple there.
Yeah.
And it's so cool. You can get a picture with like the big ass like Lucifer statue, which I didn't do, obviously. But like, they believe, because I didn't go to it, but like, they believe in like everything that's open. They don't, like, they believe in, if you want abortion, you can get abortion, all that sort of thing. Like, there's
like the whole concept of Satanism itself means thyself. It's like love. So it's all about you. It's all about loving who you are and embracing yourself and embracing your own desire. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. And even ironically enough, I found out this really interesting. I'll get to that in a second, actually. But you know, even in Satanism in general, and I'm not saying I'm a Satanist. I'm not saying that.
No.
I've read a lot. I've read Satanic Bible. I own one. I was given it as a present. I was given it as a present a while ago. Many moons ago. I was first year of uni, I think, when I was given that as a present.
Because you like rock and roll.
Basically, yeah, they just made that connection. I was like, all right, do you know what? I'll read it. And if I got the option to read the Quran, I'd read that as well. Like, I will give it a go. Yes. I've read parts of the Bible. It's bullshit, but I've read it. You know, and there's some cracking stories. If you exclude the concept of religion, there's some unbelievable stories.
Yeah.
Brutal. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so you should go down the route of Satanism. You're not allowed to kill. You're not allowed to rape. You're not allowed to murder. You're not allowed to basically deliberately harm somebody else, which goes against everything people think about what Satanism is.
That's very true. I think people just see Satanism, they see that there's black involved and they think instantly black magic, whereas, or dark magic, whereas it's totally different. Like, don't get me wrong, there are people who do satanic rituals which are bad.
Yes.
But they put the name satanic ritual on it because they think
association.
This was devil. Yeah, exactly.
Which is go when you, and even then, if you go through the association with the devil, who was a fallen angel.
Thank you for saying that, because I've wondered this for so long.
Well, that's the whole thing of Lucifer. Yes. Or
Morningstar.
Lucifer Morningstar. Oh my god, what a show. But like, what's the other names for the devil? There's like
Beelzebub
and all these things. That's all they were. Fallen angels or fallen
Mephistopheles.
Oh, Mephistopheles, that's a cool name. I like that. Mm-hmm. But just fallen brackets of a hierarchical society,
yeah,
that was given the role to look after the souls of dead. That's their role. Not punishment.
No.
To look after the souls of the dead who were damned to not return to the earth. That's the punishment. The punishment wasn't to be punished by the devil.
Yeah.
He was just there to oversee their punishment of not being able to return. Hence why damnation for eternity. That was the whole point.
So he wasn't actually bad. No. He was just doing the job he was given.
He was banished. Yeah. Well, it depends how far storyline you want to go by, but banished because he didn't align with the morals of the Christian society. Nor okay. I.
Controversial.
Got nothing against you, but read more than one book. So that sort of premise, it's more than that. And also, I found out something really interesting. That I was watching a guy who I have a lot of respect for, and I think has yet to properly enhance what it is for thought yet. Mm-hmm. He is Jordan Peterson, one of the most intelligent men on the planet, without a doubt.
Okay.
I thoroughly recommend you start checking him out, reading some of his books, listen to his lectures, listen to his conversations. He gets a lot of abuse because he tells people things that they don't want to hear, but they are statistically correct. They might not be morally correct, but statistically and enigmatically factually correct.
Okay, perfect, yeah.
So he was talking about something in a panel of people, and he's had to go off into like this separate network. He's been banned from fucking most channels. You know, like, you know when people actually start making headway, everyone goes, don't like you, go away. You're causing too much of a disturbance in my community. Go leave. No. So
yes.
Anyway, so you had this panel being of people
silenced.
On. Yes, you had this panel of people on. And he started talking to one of the guys about like what was the, about the phrase thou shall not kill, or thou was it thou shall not kill? I think that's the phrase.
Yeah.
And he asked this guy who was a historian, a doctor, about it. He had a PhD in history and what's it called?
Metaphysics.
No, I was going to say metaphysics. It's not the right word. It's like religious studies, but it's more than that. It's not philosophy, but something along those lines.
Oh, okay, right, okay.
So he asked him about it, and he was like, that's a misinterpretation, complete misinterpretation. You're allowed to kill. There's killings that were allowed under those laws.
Interesting.
But there's the same reason. It was a misinterpretation. We misinterpreted a translation from ancient Hebrew from thou shalt not murder to thou shalt not kill. There's two words for kill in Hebrew, and it's one for murder, one for kill, just like we have. The translation was brought into thou shalt not kill instead of thou shalt not murder.
Which is not
I'm not saying go out and start stabbing people. I'm just saying,
oh, absolutely not. Yeah,
I'm just saying like the phrasing was translated wrong into a phrase that's now known everywhere of thou shalt not kill. I'm like, no, there's allowed. There's things called allowed killings, which is why it's still acceptable in Islamic culture and you know, all these things. You still be put to death, not the capital punishment sort of thing. You still because that's permitted because you've broken one of the sacred vows.
Right, okay, that makes sense.
Doesn't make it morally correct.
No, yeah,
actually it is.
Interesting. So this is where like it's not science, but kind of the science then comes against the morals. Yeah, yes. I like that.
So it's a bit of a weird thing to talk about, but yeah, so that's, there you go, there's my little history lesson on where the prophets and all these things came from. And
see, that's the thing. Like, I'm not, I think people will maybe think I'm against religion, but I'm not. Not in the slightest. Like, I was brought up Catholic. I'm not against it. I just choose to, don't give me that look. You know, I just choose to be open to other things rather than sticking to something that I was brought up with, which, to be honest with you, I didn't even learn about when I was being brought up with it. I was just kind of given it.
Here's some rules.
Aye. Yeah.
You read more than one book, hence my statement.
Yeah.
I'm in a very similar situation. Mm-hmm. I'm not religious, never have been. I like the concept of religion, and I'm very jealous of the people that wholeheartedly believe it, because I genuinely wish that I could wholeheartedly and blindly believe something to the extent where I could deny logic.
Aye. Mm-hmm.
But I can't, because I don't have that mindset, and I was also never brought up in it, which I think is a big difference.
I agree. Yeah.
I'm not saying that, you know, people that are religious aren't intelligent, whatever, but it's usually situational. And most people, you know, but there are also exceptions to those rules of people that have found religion through catastrophe or enlightenment or spiritual moments of psychedelics of sitting on top of a tree during a thunderstorm, you know, like, which if you haven't heard that story, go look it up. Unbelievable. Of a guy that was sat after taking psychedelics, sat on top of a tree during a thunderstorm in a forest, and
wow,
lived to tell the tale. But like, that was that was a cool story to listen to. So anyway, yeah, so like, there's those people, and I think that's slightly different, because then, and your near-death experience bunch as well, but I don't know if that's suppressed hope, that you hope for something more,
maybe,
and then something happens and you're like, I have to believe this, because if there's not, there's no purpose.
Aye, there's that. Mm-hmm.
So I don't have an answer, because I don't have an answer to it, because I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I am royally fucked if there is a single entity. I'm screwed. But at the same time, you know what? Fine.
You know, I don't think you are, because I think it's a god, right? If it's all loving, yeah, it's going to love you and be fine with regardless of what you think, because you've not broken the rules or whatever. It's meant to accept everybody. But then that's the issue that I have with the whole Lucifer story, because I don't actually know why he got banished. So my point is, if like God is all loving, why did he still banish an angel? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's quite an odd. Again, it depends on what you...
Like, we could probably do a whole episode just talking about that, to be honest.
We could. We absolutely could. It just depends. Mm-hmm. You know, it depends on what route you want to go down, because it also depends on what theology or what mythology you want to go down to hear
true,
that story.
Yeah, exactly.
Every religion, every denomination of religion, a vast majority anyway, apart from like things like Buddhism, which isn't really a religion.
No.
It's not a religion in a true sense. But like, every religion has a good and evil. Like, you know, if you have
light, dark.
Yeah, basically, you know, if you go down the Norse mythology, which everybody loves, you have the good, you have Zeus, king of the gods, looks after all the positive people, everyone's all happy. Zeus? No.
Zeus is the Greeks.
Odin. Yeah. Sorry, I've dropped the head to my head too many times. You have Odin, but then you also have Hela.
True, yeah.
Who was in charge of the underworld. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. And then obviously Fenrir and all the banished morals, all these things. And then if you go down the route of that, and then you go to the ancient Egyptians. The Egyptians had Ra. And then you had Ra was above ground, everyone was happy, all knowing, whatever. Mm-hmm. Then you had Set.
Ah, right. I don't know much about Egyptian.
Set was the ruler of the underworld. Same practice. You know, everyone has that pro and con, the good and bad. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, some of them are amazing. Like, was it Ra? I think it might have been Ra. The theory of how the universe existed in ancient Egyptology, Jesus Christ, is Ra got bored one day and sneezed the universe into existence.
Well, I have heard that. That's true. Yeah.
So, you know, it depends on what theology you want to look into. It depends on what answer you're going to get.
Aye, and then you'll just believe that.
But the moral of the story is, don't be bad, because you're damned for eternity. I'm like, well, I have a struggle focusing on how long 24 hours is to count a day. So eternity seems like unfathomable to me.
Aye, yeah. I mean, the thing is, if that's the case, we've probably already broken most of the rules. So at least we're going to have like some good friends in hell.
Oh, I've got myself a suite. I'm set. Like, I've
You and Satan, you go way back.
We do, yeah. We're long distance pen pals.
Well, when I get up in the morning, I pray to Pete Wentz, who's my God.
Very nice. Yes. Yeah. I don't know if I have anyone that I look up to in that higher regard. There's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Corey Taylor's very high on that list.
Oh, nice. Jacoby Shaddix as well.
Jacoby Shaddix is also very high on that list. Mm-hmm. Matt Shadows, also very high on that list. Mm-hmm.
Billy Joel Armstrong.
Alanis Morissette.
Actually. Oh, nice choice.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, those are just musicians. Look, Keanu Reeves, God.
I haven't seen anything he's in. Anything.
Okay, I'll give you a bunch of movie listings. Then all I would recommend is there's always the ones that are like everyone, Bill and Ted and all these things.
Okay.
And genuinely, and a lot of people have disagreed with me, the two best movies he have ever done, Constantine was unreal.
I was just about to say that, actually.
Constantine was unreal. But The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Oh, I've seen that movie.
Yes.
Okay, so he was in that. Okay.
He plays Klaatu, I think his name is.
Okay.
He's an alien, and it's Jaden Smith, I think. But yeah, so like, you know, I love Keanu Reeves. So yeah, I think, do you know what? I put Keanu Reeves up there that high.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. It's.
I can't think. I should say, I haven't actually watched the Constantine film. I just know he's in it. But, and it's only because I know that it's not legit to the comics, is it? He's not like.
No.
See, I really like. I like the comic version of Constantine, so that's why I've not watched it.
Same like Punisher, though. Like, although Punisher was pretty close aligned. Yeah, it was pretty close aligned.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you're right. It's not true to the comics, but it does kind of do it justice cinematically.
Interesting. Okay, I'll check it out.
Yeah.
It's been on my list for a while, so.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend.
Yeah. I'm getting my Fall Out Boy tattoo soon. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah.
No,
and
that's awesome.
I know, I can't wait.
Where are you getting?
On forearm. So it's actually a cover up because when I was younger, I was one of those people that got one of the Harry Potter tattoos.
Yeah.
Well done. So I've been getting it lasered off for ages and now it's ready to get covered up. Yay. Nice. So yeah, I can't wait. So it's going to be like, you know, the Japanese painting of the wave.
Yes.
So it's kind of based on that because one of their album covers has that on it and they sing about waves a lot. So yeah, it's going to be some kind of like cosmic space wave thing.
Nice. That's quite interesting, actually.
Oh yeah. Oh nice. Yeah.
When are you getting it? Do you get it soon?
August 11th.
Ooh, that's quite cool.
Yeah. So I'm very excited.
Very nice. I need to get more ink. I miss the feeling of being inked.
The pain.
It's okay. Sometimes it hurts. It's not even that I miss. It's the aftermath.
And you're just looking at it like, yes.
Just that throb. Mm-hmm. And then it's like having a really bad sunburn.
Yeah.
But it just never goes away.
Well, I can tell you, if you get it lasered, it'll go away. But that is a truly horrific experience and I wouldn't recommend it.
No, I've got a lot I want to get. I'm due to get a big Cthulhu tattoo on my calf. I want to get a Motley Crue tattoo and I need to get I'm working on the idea of getting some form of Cool Click Anarchy sign somewhere because you have to. I've always loved the idea of getting a crow as well, get a crow nice. Somewhere so yeah, I mean I miss getting egged so badly.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, I know. To put yourself through pain for no reason.
But it looks cool though.
It does look very cool.
Yeah. Danarchy one will be awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've already got a big pile of red stuff here that I can play about with and add stuff to. And
okay.
So, boom.
Yeah, you'll like work around it. I know, I remember the first time like we met in person, I spotted your like Blackfield Brides one. And I was like to you, is that Blackfield Brides? And you were like, like you kind of hit it. And I was like, I'm not making a fun of you. I get it.
Yeah, like the thing is, it's more like the only reason why I do that sometimes is like I'm not ashamed of it. I love them, but there's certain people who like specific types of music that are like, really, poser tattoo, and I'm like, I need to explain it to you. And I will admit, a lot of the hair and makeup thing was probably overdone.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a big glam rock fan, so to me, it's pinnacle. It's awesome.
And plus, it was their style. Who the hell cares?
And also, their music is awesome.
Yeah.
I love that whole sort of classic rock star genre. Like, just it's just so fun.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them live a lot. So
was there pits at their gigs?
Yes.
Was there? I thought there would be.
Yeah. Actually, surprisingly quite rowdy. It's a weird mix of like actual metal fans, like glam metal fans, 16-year-old girls.
It's weird, right? They're like the proper wee emo girls as well. Like, yeah, proper.
I'm scared to sneeze. I'll hurt you.
Yeah. Like,
but I need a good pit, and if you need that, you go and watch other music. I need to get a Frank Carter tattoo, actually, which means I need to go down to his studio in London and get it done from him.
Oh, I didn't know he'd done that. You need to do that.
That's why he's covering on me. He is a tattoo artist.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He opened a shop just before COVID. Yeah.
Why have you not been down already? Why are you not booked in?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I've been trying to wrap my brain with that one. I don't know, but I need to.
That is a conspiracy in itself.
It is. It's a conspiracy.
Oh, man.
Christ. I wonder what time it was.
I know. We've spoken a lot. Well, I'll finish.
It was 21:12 when I looked, by the way, just for conceptual numbers.
Wait, no, that's your first number. I can't believe we're looking that up right now. 21:12. What are the chances of that?
No.
21:12. That is one I've seen before. Okay. The universe is conspiring in your favour. Take a sigh of relief, especially if things have been tough recently. This is a sign that things are that life is going to give you lemonade, basically.
So I've gotten a new job and I'm leaving the site for a wee while. So yeah, things are getting a little bit easier. Happy days.
There you go. Keep the faith. Keep working towards your goals. Loosen your grip on any anxiety that's pinning you. Your angels are in your corner. You've got this. # you swim.
I swim. We swim.
We'll get that tattooed. We swim.
I like that.
So do I.
I also, that reminds me, actually, I need to give you that book, The Haunted Book by Jeremy Dyson. Oh. What an awesome book. I'll bring it when we're going out.
Sounds good.
I've just never seen a book like that. I've never seen a book with that concept before.
Aye. It'll be really interesting to read. And then we can do a little review episode on it.
Oh, hell yes.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. We need to do that more often, actually, review stuff.
That's a good show. And then we could actually get the authors on of the books as well, if we can.
Oh, that would be cool.
And review them on the show.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, I guess we should probably finish the episode. But to finish, we should quickly tell the wee swim story, since we're going to be saying that all the time.
Yeah.
So basically, the wee swim story is, we were talking about like training and all that sort of thing, and I was telling Kieran how one of my old coaches, they basically pushed me into the gym when I was coaching other people, and I was like, oh, you've never taught me how to like do this class before. And like, he was like, ex-army and stuff, so he was like a tough guy, and he just turned to me and he just goes, fee, sink or swim. And I remember like genuinely wanting to cry, but I've now taken it as such like a life lesson that now I'm just like, yeah, sink or swim, let's go for it. And then text Kieran was telling him about it, and I was like, you know, we should do this and that with a podcast. And he was like, yeah, yeah. And if it doesn't work out, then whatever, but we swim.
And we swim.
Yeah.
It's the phrase that put goosebumps on my arm is what it did.
Yeah. And then it created the rebranded podcast.
It was going to be the We Swim podcast, but that just sounds a bit.
I picture like frogs. You know, and tadpoles. Like, it's just weird.
Yeah. Just a wee swim, nothing big, just a wee one.
Oh, just a wee little, like a little breaststroke.
Yeah, nothing major, not strenuous. No fast currents or anything. Just
fast currents. No, because that means we drown, and we ain't drowning.
No, we don't. We swim.
Yeah, we swim.
What a pleasure.
Yeah, that was a great first episode. I've had a great time.
Me too. It was a weird one, though. It took a lot of tangents.
But yeah, that's the point of the first episode, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, well, thank you everyone for joining us. Check us out on Instagram. Kind of don't have the username yet, but
we'll get there.
If you look at the Everything Coincidental page and just keep watching that, and then eventually the name will be changed.
Yeah, more or less.
So yeah, and we'll have an email address and stuff set up soon. But yeah, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's been a joy. It's been good fun. Yeah,
good times. So
we shall do it again.
We shall. Yeah, we'll be back very soon.
Soon, very soon. Yes.
Swimming. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
Another copyright claim, bloody hell.
Yeah. If I put a little jazzy beat into it though, like, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
Ellen DeGeneres with a speech impediment.
And on that note.
Yeah, on that note.
Over and out.
Sayonara.